time. Blink.
Good evening, ladies, gentlemen, risen and living alike. I'm Mindy of the Glooming, and that was quite a show, quite a song list, and I hope you had just as much fun listening as I did. I have to leave you now, but don't worry, there's going to be some great tunes drifting over the airways for you, courtesy of my record collection. I'm sure it will pair nicely with this dreary rain that's settled over the city. I know. Normally I'd be with you all until the stars come out, but I have an appointment at sundown with a hotshot lawyer. That's right, dear listeners. It's time to fight for what's important to me. I'll let you all know how it goes. I'm hoping they'll represent me in court, so cross your little fingers for me. Wish me luck, and as always, stay tuned. Hello, yes? I'm Mindy of the Glooming. I'm here for my 6 o'clock appointment. Are you the lawyer? You sure look like one, sitting behind that giant desk. Oh, thank you. I will have a seat. You have no idea what it's like to stand in these heels. You got any Java in here? No, of course not. Well, I'll get straight to it then. You lawyers charge by the minute, right? Oh, 6 minutes. That's an ominous number. I want you to represent me in court. Yeah, it's about him. I'm sure you've heard on the radio, right? About my boyfriend. Well, he's kind of my boyfriend. The Marshal. I guess he's the former Marshal now. Do I really have to elaborate on my relationship with him? Oh, when you put it that way, I guess it is relevant to the trial. Boy, I guess persuasive arguments really are something you're good at. I suppose you'd need all the details before you decide to take my case. No, we're not exclusive. We went on some dates. I think you'd call them dates. We people watched from a rooftop, and it was amazing. The wind blowing in my hair and the port city sparkling down below. Everything looked so small. The ocean rolling around the edges of the city. Specifics, right. We're not boyfriend and girlfriend. But we should be. He just doesn't realize it yet. Hey, you said stick to the facts. Obviously, I would be a great client for you to represent since I weave a compelling narrative. I do that on my radio show all the time. Also, quit staring at my neck. I'm paying you in cash, okay? That's it. I got nothing against bloodsuckers, but jeez. Do you ever blink? That stare of yours is really intense. I'm a client, not some damsel on the witness stand you need to stare down. I mean, really. Usually I say it's better to be looked over than overlooked, but this time I'm making an exception. I'm here on business. Oh? You say I should look you over? All right. I like this game.